We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
We remember Bowling Green's win at Northwestern in 2001 on this bonus edition of the Ziggy Cast.
This is the BGSU Ziggy Cast from Learfield, your home for Falcons updates, interviews, previews, and highlights. Now, here is your host, Todd Walker.
We continue to turn back the clock to the 2000s, and now the most memorable win, many people say, from the 2 years that Urban Meyer was Bowling Green's head coach. It was November 17th, 2001. The Falcons won at Northwestern 43-42. At that time, our good friends Dave Horger and Mark Miller had the call of the game, and our pal Dave DiNatale handled things back at Falcon Central for the broadcast that day. And several years ago, I was able to get the copy of this game from Dave Horger and save it digitally for posterity. And right now, we're going to let you listen to it as it sounded that day. We'll pick it up in the fourth quarter. BG's big win at Northwestern as it aired that day on the Falcon Sports Radio Network with Dave Horger, Mark Miller, and Dave DiNatale in the studio.
And they had that covered very well. The reason they had it covered very well is whoever was supposed to be on the inside guy wasn't. And eventually Kustak found him, and it was just a race then. Well, BG's chance to answer again. You mentioned it. It didn't take long. That's good. We score now. We still got time to stop them and score again.
All right, here's the kickoff. Pooch it. Jansen Patton takes it at the 19. And to the right he comes and cuts back to the left, spins away to the 35-yard line out to the 36, but there's a flag. It's probably against BG.
Yeah, on a return it almost always is. Some sort of holding or blocking in the back on the receiving team.
BGSU basketball team playing Washington in Fairbanks, Alaska today. That'll be at 4 o'clock, and it can be heard on the internet. In fact, it's www.uaf.edu. That's where you can hear it on the internet. Or on the college station, 88.1 FM. 4 o'clock today, they're picking up a feed from the broadcasters in Alaska. Penalty is against BG, Mark.
Yep, not a good place to start. You're on 17 when they had the ball outside the 30, but that's the hand they're dealt. Now they got to move it.
Right. The ball at the 17. Harris On a first and 10, fakes it to Robert Redd. Now across the middle, pass is caught at the 24-yard line. That will be Kurt Gerling. And so it's a pickup of about 7, almost 8 yards. Second down and 3 for BG. 11:32 left. BG trailing 35-21. But every time BG has fallen behind by 14, they've come back to make it a 7-point game.
Yeah, they got to do it again. They can't get lost in you know, looking at the scoreboard and saying what would happen next. They just got to worry about this drive right here, and they need to score.
Harris in the shotgun, second down, and a long two. Takes a snap and looks and throws, and it's going to be caught for the first down by Cole Magner at the 35-yard line, up to the 38, close to the 39. He'll go. Boy, Magner has developed into an outstanding player. That's a 13-yard pickup. Oh, BG's on the go again. Next Friday, BG and UT play. That'll be an entertaining little match.
Yeah, no matter what happens this weekend, next weekend will be a war.
Toledo has their Eastern Michigan, I think, at 6 o'clock tonight.
Two programs with first-year coaches trying to set the stage for next year and beyond.
All right, first and 10 for BG. The ball at the 38. Harris again in the shotgun. And fades to pass, across the middle. Man is there. Robert Redd makes a catch at the 45. He cuts to the left side, stays on his feet, and is finally dragged down at the 30. Nice play by Redd, and then he was finally caught and brought down at the 30-yard line by Dan Pullman of Barrington, Illinois. That'll be a 31-yard pass play.
Well, that was just beautiful read by Josh Harris. They had three guys on the left and only two defensive backs, and he waited for Robert Redd to clear the inside backer and threw it to him right down the middle of the field. And, of course, Robert, he's exciting. Anytime he gets it, he made a miss.
All right. Now we've got a flag.
Yeah, they got us for 12 men in the huddle.
Oh, boy. All right, 10:17 left in this game. That stops the clock. 35-21 Northwestern. The BG on that 31-yard pass play to Robert Redd, down now to the 30. Again, you can go back to the first half when BG had so many opportunities. Northwestern, too. They fumbled the ball at the, yep, at the 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You know, if that one goes in, it could have been over. That would put them up, yeah, by 3 scores, wouldn't,
yeah,
it? Because,
yeah,
we came back and drove it all the way down, right, and made it a 1-score game again. So, but, you know, that's the game of football. You know, opportunities, and you got to cash in on more than you miss out on.
All right. It'll be first and 15. The ball back to 35 now. Harris on a fake to Joe Walsh, has it off that left side, stays on his feet. Harris is to the 30, down to the 25-yard line. That will be a run of 10 yards for Mr. Harris. It'll be second down and 5.
Just what they needed after the penalty. Get it back into second and 5. This is the down you want to see.
Now, it used to be, years and years and years ago, faking was important in the backfield. Now so much it's almost a token kind of, but these guys,
yeah, it's
great
important
ball
again.
Handling.
Yeah,
down
it's
there.
Important again because of the option part of the football, and there's only one running back.
Sometimes you just don't know who's got the ball, and Northwestern didn't know who had it that time. Here's Harris. Shotgun up the middle, he comes, stays on his feet, drives down to the 22, and then they drive him back. He'll be short of the first down. It'll be third and about a yard or two for BG.
You can bet this is four down territory. There's none. The field goal kicker isn't even warming up over there.
And where was he warming up when it wasn't four down territory,
right,
really?
And so they have to think in terms of two downs to get 2 yards.
All right, 9 minutes left in this game, so that obviously is very rapidly becoming a factor. It's 35-21, Northwestern. But again, BG's on the go. Cole Magner wide to the right. Robert Redd in the slot to that side. David Bautista wide left. Joe Alls just to the left. Quarterback Josh Harris in the shotgun. Option play coming up for Harris. He's going to pitch the ball back to Cole Magner, who spins, and they twist him to the turf at about the 18-yard line. That should be a first and 10 for BG. So that time, Magner was in motion, coming to this side. Harris faked the handoff to the left, brought it to the right, and pitched it to Magner. They spotted just outside of the 18, first and 10 for BG.
Well, Magner's done it all today. Caught a few, ran one,
yeah,
for a first down, threw one for a touchdown. Wow, what a year that freshman's having.
Trips to the right, two people to the left, nobody in the backfield with Harris. Ball at the 18. He takes the snap. They blitz. He lobs it into the end zone. A beautiful one-handed catch for the Bowling Green State University touchdown by Robert Redd. Oh, what a play. Harris saw the blitz coming, got rid of it just before he got creamed. He lobbed it up there, and Robert Redd on an 18-yard one-handed grab in the middle of the end zone. And BG has come back again. It's 35-27, 8:15 to go. That'll make the highlight reel.
That's as nice a catch as you'll see.
Swisham's point after. It's important. Is it good? It is good. 8:15 left. In this game, let's take another timeout here. From Ryan Field in Evanston, Illinois, BG just keeps coming back. 8:15 to go. Northwestern 35, BG 28. You're listening to the Falcon Sports Radio Network. Right next to I-75 in Bowling Green, find all your home and storage needs at Buckeye Inn and Studios, Buckeye Self-Storage, and Shamrock Village Condominiums. Buckeye Inn and Studios offers nightly and monthly stays, while Shamrock Village offers newly constructed condominiums for lease or sale. And for storage needs, use Buckeye Self-Storage. All three are conveniently located next to I-75. Call 352-1520 to reserve your space today. It's a winter wonderland at Klotz. For those special people on your Christmas list, Klotz has a whole bunch of great things over there, things you won't find anyplace else. And make sure to take the whole family, especially the kids, to Klotz this Christmas season. Klotz Floral and Gift Shop, 906 Napoleon Road in BG. It's a winter wonderland at Klotz.
All right, BG drives 83 yards. Is that six plays, 83 yards, 3 minutes and 33 seconds? A 18-yard pass play. Here's a kick taken at the 15 by Akins to the 25-yard line, up to the 30, out to the 35, to the 36. So Northwestern coming back. 18-yard pass play. Beautiful catch by Robert Redd for the score at the 8:15 mark. And the kick by Swisham good, so it's 35-28. Now Northwestern has it. Good field position. They're going to spot it at the 35-yard line.
Be interesting to see if Northwestern does anything to their offense, you know, to try to run more clock, because the offense they've been running all day does not, you know, waste any time at all.
Well, we thought the BG defense would keep BG in the game. It's been the BG offense that's kept in the game today.
Yep, sure has been.
Drew Stock at quarterback. Could be an audible coming up here, first and 10. He's going to give the ball off that left side and turning the corner up to the 40 and diving out to about the 42 is Torrey Stuckey.
Well, he looks like a good running back.
All right, Carl Rose made a play. Yeah, he'd only carried the ball six times for 17 yards coming into the game. He's playing behind two, obviously, very good running backs here at Northwestern. Both have been injured. All right. So they got about eight. Second down and two for Northwestern. 7:34 left. Here is a quarterback keeper up the middle. Out to the 45 to the 46. He'll come for the first down. Zach Kustak. Rushed for over 430 yards coming into the game. And it's going to be another first and 10 for Northwestern. Clock continues to turn. 7:24 left. Here we go again. Play action pass coming out to the right flat. Going to be caught at the 49-yard line. Jansen Patton there to knock Ronnie Foster out of bounds after the catch. They got, what about four on the play? It's going to be shy of the 50-yard line. It'll be second down and six for Northwestern. Can't look away for a moment because they're going to snap that thing and go with it.
Yeah, they're on second down already, and they're just getting the first down markers set.
Here is a give it to Stuckey off this right side. Won't go very far this time. He's given the big bear hug at the 50-yard line, and down he goes. And let's see if that was DJ Oucher. Is that who that was?
Sure is.
Yeah, big number 88. DJ got him. So BG trying to get people off the field. It's going to be third down and five. And here's a pass left flat. Going to be caught at the 44-yard line. Going to be for the first and 10. Foster out there to make the catch from Kustak. The tackle made very, very quickly by BG's Keon Newsom. But the pattern was run very, very well. So it's another first and 10 for Northwestern. And they've made no changes. And now this offense, they're playing even faster now than they were. 6:47 clock turning. Northwestern has the ball. They lead by seven.
The ball at the 44 of BG. BG needs a pick here. Kustak drops the ball, picks it up in his own territory, now turns upfield and brings it back into BG territory at the 49, but he lost about three or four. So he bobbled the ball that time, but was lucky enough to scoop it up before he was knocked to the turf over there by Chris Glances.
Now that helps move him back.
So it's second down and about 14, clock turning, 6:12 to go. 35-28 Northwestern. Kustak in the shotgun, rolls to the right after a fake, looks to throw. He's in trouble, gets away at the 49, and is collared by Kerry Campbell at the 47-yard line. Campbell got him and then withdrew those hands as if he were afraid they might call a face mask deal, but they didn't. Down he goes, so it's going to be third and long, third and 13 for Northwestern. Big, big play coming up here.
Hainline did a good job of flushing Kustak to the outside. Yeah, this is a big play. This gets the ball back for your offense.
They've got Akins. Well, he wasn't in motion. They're just trying to get everybody all set up here. Wide to this side is Stuckey. You're actually in a slot to this side. Nobody back there with Kustak in the shotgun. The ball at the 47. He's back to pass across the middle. Going to be caught at the 40-yard line. He breaks away as the receiver to the 35. Dives forward down to the 32 for the first down. That should have been a play that should have been stopped at about the 42-yard line. But Kunle Patrick, he got free, broke a tackle or two, made a great individual play to pick up just enough for the first down at the 33.
Well, Bowling Green went for the big hit instead of wrapping up and tackling, and it cost them.
Kustak to pass, rolls to the right, looks, dumps it off, going to be caught by the tight end at the 25. The flag is down. Down to the 22 goes the big tight end, David Farman. Is that a roughing the passer? Sure
roughing
is.
The passer, out of bounds.
Jeez. So BG has had their chances today, but on this particular drive, they've blown a couple of opportunities.
Yes, they have. Yeah, they lost their poise right here. And that's a hard thing. You know, the quarterback's kind of right on the sideline. Is he going to run it? Is he going to pass it? You got to get to him quick, and then he flips it to the tight end, and you drill him, and it's a out-of-bounds hit.
So you take the pass completion to Farman. You take the penalty. The ball's all the way down to the 11-yard line now. 35-28 Northwestern. Just under 5 minutes to go, but they're knocking on the door again. All right. Kustak at quarterback. Stuckey, the ball carrier, up the middle. He drives to the 10, down to the 9. Call him Stuckey. They call him, I call him Stuckey and Stuckey. It depends on which drive it is. But who cares? They're down inside of the 10 again with 4:40 left.
Well, Bowling Green's going to have to gamble here. They got to do something. They can't let them score a touchdown. They really can't even give them a field goal.
35-28 Northwestern. Rolling to the left. The quarterback fires the ball. Left flat going to be caught at the 4. Kind of a dangerous toss out there. But it was caught by Sam Simmons. Boy, if BG could have picked that one off, huh? The ball down to the 3-yard line. It's third down. And 2 yards to go, 2.5 yards to go for the first down for Northwestern. With 4 minutes left on a turning clock, and they lead by 7. Kustak looks back to the sidelines to get the signal and to get the call. Nice letting everybody else know just what it is. He's in the shotgun. Stuckey, the ball carrier, off the right side. He's in for the touchdown. .44 left in this game, and it's another 14-point Northwestern lead. They scored the first 14 points of the game, and it's been catch-up from that point on. Each time, BG's cut it to 7, but game's not going to last all day. So it's 41-28 with 3:44 left. Here we go with their extra point. Wasilewski's kick is up, and his kick is good. Let's keep it here this time. 3:44 left in this contest. It's now 42-28, Northwestern. The Falcon hockey team will close out the month of November with a weekend series against the Nebraska-Omaha Mavericks. BG fans can stop by participating McDonald's and pick up a special buy one, get one free voucher good for either game. Vouchers can be redeemed at the Ice Arena ticket office the night of the game. Falcon hockey November 30th and December 1st at 7 against a very good Nebraska-Omaha hockey team. We want to tell you about the basketball program. We've been so rushed here today. But Dan Dockich has announced the signing of two players from Columbus, the National Letters of Intent, to attend the university and play for the Falcons. Ron Lewis, a 6'4 wing, and Raheem Moss, a 6'3 shooting guard, were part of the Brookhaven team that went 26-1, losing only to Cincinnati Elder in the state semifinals. Lewis, 6'4 wing player, he led Brookhaven with 59 dunks, averaged 16.2 points a game. Five players in double figures. Moss averaged 14 points a game. He was their best outside shooter. So they will be added to the team next year. And the basketball team playing Washington, you know, at 4 o'clock today.
Well, not very often do you get two guys off the same high school team to come to Division I and play basketball. That was a bargain on the recruiting trip there.
Yep.
For one school, two guys.
Now, here's a kick. They drove 64 yards in 12 plays in 4 minutes and 22 seconds. We're going to pooch this thing. And it's going to hit, going to bounce out of bounds. BG will get it at the 35. And it was Torrey Stuckey on a 3-yard run for the touchdown. So 3:40 left. So we have a flag down here, I guess. That wouldn't be offside. It'd just be the call over there.
Yeah.
They drop a flag over here for what happened over there.
Well, I think they were probably across the line of scrimmage when they kicked here. And then that one, so it's, you know, it's not a cumulative. You got to figure out if you want to kick it over or take it on the 35, and it looks like they're going to take it on the 35.
Right there.
So now what BG's thinking is, hey, we got to score again. You know, last time it took them 3 minutes and 33 seconds. They got 3 minutes and 40 seconds, so hopefully you can speed it up a little bit. And then you got to go onside.
Yeah.
I hope you recover it and throw it in the end zone a couple of times. And anybody that watched the Browns play the Bears a couple of weeks ago knows that this thing is possible.
Oh, that's right. All right, so it's 42-28 Northwestern. Here's Harris at quarterback in the shotgun. Nobody's back there with him. The ball at the 35. Harris takes the snap, looks to throw, lobs it up the field. Robert Redd is going to make the catch. A leaping catch, a jumping catch at the 34. Down he goes right after the grab. BG coming right back, and that'll be a pickup of 31 yards to Robert Redd.
Well, that's a huge way to start the drive. Again, Red got beyond the backer, and Josh is having a good day of feathering that thing in there in between the levels.
Same formation. Here's Harris to throw. Left wing, going to be incomplete. Off the fingertips of David Bautista, tried to turn and one-hand it at the 27. That stops the clock with 3:22 to go. 42-28 Northwestern.
Well, what Josh Harris has shown us today is touch on the pass.
Wow.
We knew he had the gun, you know. He's finding that, you know, you can lay it in there just over the head of the defender, and your guy catches it and runs like crazy.
Just a matter of playing time for
him. It is. It really is. And he's improved by leaps and bounds last two games. Yes.
All right. Shotgun for Harris. And he looks to throw. Left wing going to be caught by Gerling. Out of bounds he goes at the 26-yard line. Short of the first down by about 2 yards. It'll be 3rd and 2 coming up.
Well, again, it's 2 downs to get 2 yards. You know, and you got to figure, do you want to try to run it and average a yard a play, or you want to throw it twice and hope you hit 50% of them to get the first down?
Of course.
I think I'm throwing it because of the time on the clock.
I was going to say, the 3:17, you don't want to waste too much time.
Yeah, you know, you get a guy, you run him off, and if he's open, you throw it to him for the touchdown. If not, you check off and get the first down.
Trips to the right, 2 to the left. Ball at the 27, 3rd down and 2. Harris, shotgun, going to be caught out of the backfield, actually by Robert Redd for the first down at the 25. Down to the 21 he goes. 1st and 10 for BG from there.
So they threw it to the swing. It's a nice, safe, secure pass. They blocked it downfield, so you knew it was a behind-the-line-of-scrimmage pass all the way to keep the sticks moving.
And Pullman made that stop for Northwestern. Outstanding player, also plays baseball. His dad was a defensive end at Michigan State. Here's a pass right flat, going to be caught by Cole Magner. Out of bounds, he spins at about the 16-yard line. It'll be second down and five for BG. That stops the clock with 3 minutes to go, 42-28. Paul Krebs kind of hit it right on the nose. He said he thought it might be a shootout again in the second half. Whoever has the ball last is going to win this thing. And BG just trying to get back into it after trailing again by 14. All right, second down and four, they say, with the ball at about the 15-yard line. Harris in the shotgun, looks to pass, and he throws it. It's going to be deflected. It falls incomplete. Robert Redd was in the end zone. He was the intended receiver, but somebody got their mitts on it at about the 9-yard line and knocked it away. All right. That stops the clock. It was Kevin Bentley from North Hills, California. He's the one that knocked it away. 2:56 left in the game. Again, BG very much up against it here because they're behind by 14 points.
But they got down here quick.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, there's a lot of time left in this football game if they can get it in here in the next play or two.
All right, all's in motion. Now he's set to the right. Harris in the shotgun. Going to fake it to Joe. Harris off that right side. Stays on his feet. He's to the 15. He's to the 10. He's to the 5. He's down to about the 4 or 3. It'll be first and goal for BG. 2:50 left in this ball game.
And Bowling Green has all three timeouts left. They haven't used any on this drive. Now, that you know, if they're going to run it here, they could take one. Now, they didn't take one there because they stopped the clock to move the first down markers. But if they run it here and come up short, they should take a timeout.
All right. Ball is at the 3-yard line. First and goal to go from there. Harris in the shotgun. Brings it off the right side. Going to take it in for the BG touchdown. Josh Harris, this time on a 3-yard run. He just darted to the right. Takes it in for another score. It's 42-34. 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the game. These Northwestern fans just are wondering, what's it take to shake these guys?
Yeah, they're finding out about the heart of this Bowling Green football team.
Swish them in for an all-important point after. Here's the snap, here's the hold, here's the kick. It looks good, it is good. Let's take another break. 2:30 left in this ball game. It's a 7-point game again. It's Northwestern 42, Bowling Green State University 35. You're listening to the Falcon Sports Radio Network.
Tonight, Professor Timothy Lechner battles the ice and snow as he follows those denizens of the far north, the polar bears. Timothy, are you there?
Yes, Richard, I hear you. I'm here in the frozen north, battling the elements as I study the curious behavior of the polar bear. As the temperature plummets way below zero, absolutely freezing, right ahead of me is a group of polar bears, quite huge. I think the largest one probably weighs 900 pounds. Oh, look, there's a mother and a small baby polar bear frolicking in the water. Now, as I inch closer to water's edge, you're about to hear the amazing sound of a baby...
Yeah, it's kind of like that. The shockingly refreshing lemon lime. Sierra Mist.
Whoa! I must say, I find it strangely appealing!
Sierra Mist. Good, clean, fun.
All right, BG down by 7. They're lining up for an onside kick. It didn't work against Miami. Let's see how it works today. Swisham boots it. Bounces 10 yards. The ball's out there. It's free. They're fighting for it. But the official says Northwestern has it at the 47. So much better that time. Swisham kind of hit a high bouncer that went 12 yards. And that was Kustak that came away with it.
Isn't it amazing?
Their quarterback was in there. It was obvious what BG would do, so Randy Walker had all his smaller fellows with the good hands where he thought BG would kick it. Kustak's just killed BG today.
Yeah, well, he's a great athlete. Fans might say, what in the world you got your quarterback in there for? Because he's got the best hands on the team, that's why. Him and some of those little receivers, they're up there catching that thing.
42-35, we'll tell you about the BG drive in a moment here. Kustak at quarterback in the shotgun. He'll hand it off to Stuckey, who slips just a bit. He's down to the 45, and they'll stop him there. BG will use another timeout. The BG would drive 65 yards in 8 plays in 1 minute and 10 seconds. 3-yard run by quarterback Josh Harris. Swish him on the kick. 42-35, Northwestern. Timeout is called, and again, we will keep it right here. www.bgsufalcons.com is the official website for Falcon Athletics. BG fans can log on and get up-to-date Falcon football information, statistics, live game broadcasts, and more on the official website of BGSU Athletics. And that's www.bgsufalcons.com. Okay. Well,
that was a beautiful onside kick attempt by Sean.
Yeah.
That thing popped up. You know, if you hit it just right, the second hop, it pops high in the air, and that's exactly what it did. And a couple of BG guys got a shot at it. But
you know, I wonder how often they work on that in practice. And
well,
I wonder if they worked a lot more since they tried it against Miami when it didn't go so good.
Well, I know at Bowling Green, the kickers work on it all the time. Of course, they got nothing else to do. But as far as the full team, it's hard to practice a lot because that's a dangerous play. You know, there are bodies flying right at each other in a very short distance. But when I was coaching, we'd practice it, you know, one day a week, a couple of times, and that was it.
All right, second down and 8. 2:19 left in the game. It's 42-35 Northwestern. It has been a shootout. Option play. Quarterback can hang on to the ball. Going to pick up that first down. He's down to the 35-yard line. Chris Hainline finally got Kustak, but not before he would ramble for 10 yards and a first and 10 for Northwestern. 2:13 left in this game. Stop the clock to move the chains. Wow.
That looks like Kustak's calling them back into a huddle. They're going to huddle for the first time today, and there's one reason. Let the clock run down.
Now they're just going to congregate back there, and he'll look over to the sidelines to get the signals.
Yeah, Kustak saying, what do I do? I've never had him in a huddle.
1 minute, 48 seconds, clock turning. And they call a timeout.
Yeah.
So they ran the clock down to 1:48. 42-35. Again, we'll keep it here. When it's over, Dave DiNatale will have the Fifth Third Bank postgame report for you. And he'll recap this one and have all the other scores from around the country and other scores in the Mid-American Conference. Kind of bring you up to date a little bit here. Akron beating up on Buffalo 31-7. Ball State leads Northern. That Akron game's at the half, by the way. Ball State beating Northern Illinois 7-3 in the first period. Central and Western play at 2 o'clock today, so that game should be underway. And Eastern and Toledo, that's at Toledo, not Eastern, but at Toledo at 6 o'clock tonight. And Ohio State, they've been on our TV here, but we've been so
I haven't even looked
engrossed in this game, we haven't, I think that's the game.
Yeah, they're down 27-22.
Uh-oh. They're in big trouble
they're
now.
Down a lot more now.
Yeah, Steve Belisari, as you probably know, picked up for DUI. He was suspended. And the youngster in there at quarterback just threw a pass interception for a touchdown for Illinois. So that one could be over. Okay, here is a give to Stuckey off that left side. He's down to the 33-yard line on that first and 10. BG now calls a timeout. That stops the clock with 1:43 to go. Now, it's going to take a miracle for BG to come back and tie it and try to win it in overtime.
Yeah, that last first down kind of did it because Bowling Green can only stop the clock one more time, and it's only second down. So you figure Northwestern, if they use the clock wisely here, they can just run this thing out. They may have to run a fourth down play, but it would leave Bowling Green with so little time. Of course, knowing Northwestern and their offense, they're going to try to convert here.
It is second down and about 8. Looks more like 9, does really?
Yep.
The ball at the 33-and-a-half yard line. The BG 33-and-a-half. Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed our broadcast today. Back next Friday night. 6:30, the pregame show, BG and UT from Lloyd Perry Stadium. The basketball season, our broadcast began the following day, BG and Defiance College. Okay, Kustak at quarterback and the shotgun. Now he's looking over to get some signs, or I guess, of course, they've got couple of guys over there going through all sorts of gyrations. He doesn't know what he wants to do, and they're going to call a timeout. You could tell when he looked over that time, he was bewildered.
To him.
Yeah. So what's this?
He might have been looking at the wrong signaler.
Mark, tell us if you would. Occasionally we see people on television doing this, and you look over, and there's always two guys there.
Yeah.
And they're it's even more animated, more convoluted than a third base coach. So is it like baseball? Are there certain keys that you look for?
Yep. Yeah, they're given signals, and some coaches will use an indicator, and some will just have their own, you know, kind of sign language that they learn themselves, and you figure out the defense isn't going to pick it up across the field and relay it onto the field quick enough for it to do them any good. And the reason there's two of them is they want one of them to disguise the signals, so that if you do have somebody trying to steal signals, they got to look at two guys, and then you might switch it up at halftime. Or, you know, it's just a chess match. It's a lot like baseball.
Yeah.
We used to have the backup quarterbacks try to steal signals. You know, it kept them in the game, and every now and then they'd catch on to something. Every now and then.
All right, second down and 9, 42-35 Northwestern. Now they seem confused again. Now maybe it's a different play coming in. Now they seem to be set again. Kustak will give the ball to Stuckey. Off the left side he goes. He's to the 25, to the 24, and the ball has been fumbled. Say BG, and BG's got it. Stuckey took the ball off the left side, had the first down to the 24. It looked like this game was dead in the water, but Bowling Green has recovered the fumble. We have no idea who fell on that thing, because there were all 11 guys fighting for it down there. BG has it at the 22-yard line, 1:35 to go.
And they got a timeout, so they just, you know, the last drive, you know, they moved it down there in 3 minutes or less, so they just got to speed it up a little bit, use their out of bounds, and spike the ball occasionally, but this is the chance the Falcons have been waiting on.
Finally, they have it back, only down by 7. Here is Harris in the shotgun. Nobody's back there with him. He's back to pass. He looks. He throws right wing. Going to be caught at the 27-yard line. That was Gerling that made the catch. Out of bounds he goes. That stops the clock with 1:30 to go. Pick up of 5 yards on the play or so. 4 or 5. It'll be second down and 6, they say, on the board for BG.
Well, 5 yards, 5 seconds. That'll get him in the end zone. But, you know, at some point during a drive, you're going to have to hit a big one. You're going to have to hit a 15, 20-yard pass.
All right. Falcon fans on their feet over there. Here's Harris from the 27. He's in the shotgun. Second down and 6. Fades back to pass and looks and looks and looks and fires. Pass going to be caught and dropped at the 39-yard line. The receiver was in a crowd but couldn't hang on to see if that's Bautista.
Nah, that's David. You won't see that very often.
All right, so it's going to be a third down and 6. That stops the clock with 1:25 to go. Northwestern leads at 42-35. The BG has recovered another fumble. The last time Northwestern fumbled, they were inside the 1. So BG on a third and 6 at the 27-yard line. Let's hit it here, fellas. Let's not wait for that fourth down. Harris in the shotgun all by himself. Fades the pass. Cross the middle. Going to be caught for the first down by Robert Redd. It's a 35. Tries to get out of bounds and does.
But he may have lost the first down in the process.
He caught it at the 35 and had the first down and darted to the right sidelines to get out of bounds. But they say he got the first down. Just barely. Oh, my. So it'll be first and 10. The ball at the 33-yard line. 1:17 left in the game. So BG still with a long way to go, playing to tie it to send it into overtime.
But they got the clock stopped, and they still got that timeout, and Robert was using his head. He knew he wanted to get out of bounds.
All right. Harris in the shotgun. He's played great again today. 42-35 Northwestern. Harris back to pass. Has time across the middle. Pass going to be caught at the 50-yard line. Spinning is David Bautista to the 45, down to the 44. Clock continues to turn. 109, of course, they'll stop the clock to move the chains. That'll be a pass play of 23 yards.
That's the big play you needed. You know, you're across midfield now. From here, you can throw the ball in the end zone, a Hail Mary, but we still want to move it down in there.
All right, man at a slot to this side, man at a slot to the right side. Here is Harris to pass right wing. Going to be caught by Cole Magner. Out of bounds, he dances at about the 38-yard line. They got about 6 or 7 on that play. 101 to go in this game. BG down by 7.
Well, Josh Harris is looking like a fifth-year senior right now. This drive is beautiful. I mean, he went to the sideline that time because they were soft coverage on Cole Magner. He stepped up in the pocket and hit the end when he had to. The only thing left for him to do is when they run by him on the rush to scramble down the middle for about 15.
Harrison the shotgun again all by himself over there. He is back to pass. He throws across the middle. Going to be caught by Kurt Gerling at the 25-yard line. Down he goes at the 21. First and 10 for BG. Pass play of 16 yards. They stop the clock to move the chains. 55 seconds left in the 7-point ball game. BG driving for what they hope would be the tying score.
Well, they're just killing them on the end, Dave. They're best backer, and I think Northwestern took a timeout. They are really frazzled right now.
These Northwestern fans absolutely stunned. This Falcon team keeps coming back. They picked up that fumble on a first down play that would have ended the game, but Stuckey fumbled it. BG recovered it. And now they've driven all the way down to the 22 of first and 10 with 55 seconds left in the game with the hopes of tying it and then sending this thing into overtime.
Either that or you're on the road and you try to win it with a two-point conversion.
I was going to ask if that would be a viable option.
That's what I do. I don't put the ball back in the hands of Kustak, man. He is too good. And right now the offensive coaches have a lot of things going through their head, but somebody in the press box is saying, what is our best two-point play? And they've got it. They've got it written on a piece of paper. They just want to make sure they have the right personnel available and that they get it on at the right time. Of course, first things first, they got to stick it in the end zone, and approaching the 20-yard line, it gets very difficult.
55 seconds left. Let's not score too fast.
You know, good point.
You know, let's not.
Good point. But right. I think the Orange will take a score any way they can get it.
Yeah.
This has just been a beautiful two-minute drive.
All right. Here we go. First and 10. The ball at the 22. Harris at quarterback. He has Alls back there with him to his right. Here's the snap. Fake to Joe. Harris going to take the ball up the middle. Backs his way down to about the 19. Got about two on that play. Two or three on that carry. Clock continues to turn. 44 seconds. And we have a whistle. Timeout called by BG. Let's show Paris is okay. Getting up slowly.
Well, that was a gamble. You know, they were hoping that there would be a big hole there, them expecting a pass, and then you'd ramble down in there. But it didn't work, and so what happened is you got 2 yards and blew your last time out.
All right.
Well, they've had 7 plays. They started on their own 22. They're at the other 20, and they've only used, gee whiz, about 49 seconds. So, you know, people look and say, oh, there's only a couple minutes left in the game. Boy, how much game has there been to play? And still yet to play. Now, with 44 seconds and even no timeouts, barring a sack, I don't think they're going to run anymore, unless it's a scramble. Barring a sack, you can get 5 or 6 plays out of this thing, you know, because you're either throwing it in the end zone or you're throwing it on the sideline. Plus, you get a first down at the 12-yard line. It stops to move the sticks. So there's a lot of play yet for Bowling Green. Just be careful, no turnovers.
42-35, Northwestern. PG trying to tie it for the first time. They've trailed by 14 most of the game. Then they cut it to 7, and it becomes 14 again. Here's Harris in the shotgun. Alls to his left. Man in motion, Robert Redd, right to left. Harris back to pass. Throws into the end zone for Robert Redd. Off his fingertips, but there's a penalty flag. Robert Redd had it on his fingertips. He was hit on the play, could not hang on to it. There's a penalty flag. And, Mark, if it happens in the end zone, do you get the ball at the – where do you get it?
Well, I get confused between the pros get it at the 1. I think the college gets it at the 2 or 3, where the extra point is. You know, I saw Robert reach up with one hand again, like the catch he made earlier. And the reason he can only reach up with one is the defender had the other one. And it's a good thing he did, because Robert would have caught that for a touchdown.
Well, now they mark off. They're doing it again. They're marking off the 15 yards again, down to the 5. 39 seconds left in the game. First down and goal for BG from the 5-yard line. Out of timeouts. It's just, I guess, a straight 15-yard
pass. Yeah, even in the end zone, he says, by rule, 15 yards. Yeah. Now, if it had been inside the 15, they'd have got a half the distance. So this is a better deal. We get it on the 5.
39 seconds left. BG down by 7. The BG fans on their feet. And they're whooping it up over there. Harris in the shotgun. Harris takes the snap, looks to throw across the middle. Pass going to be caught for the touchdown. Bowling Green State University's Robert Redd on a diving catch, 1 yard deep. And BG is down by only a point with 36 seconds left in this ball game.
They have no timeout, so this decision was made before that play even occurred. And here comes the offense. They're going for a two-point conversion to win the game, or at least put them ahead. 30 seconds left. Let's not jump to conclusions. But this is the play that Bowling Green's been playing for all day long, a chance to go ahead.
42-41, Northwestern by a point. BG will not try to tie it. They will try to win it with a two-point conversion.
So the ball's at the three on the right hash. Harris at quarterback, man wide to the left.
And this is a play they've practiced numerous times, getting ready for a situation just like this.
Harris right behind the center. Harris takes the snap. Option play going to be made around to Cole Magner. He's going to take it in for the two-point conversion. He dives in just by the pylon. BG leads at 43-42. Listen to those fans across the way. They're having a great time. 36 seconds left. We've talked about this end-around deal and the pitch. When are they going to use it? They used it to Cole Magner, a youngster from Palmer, Alaska. We could see he was going to get in, and he dove and just got in. BG leading 43-42. The Falcon sidelines, the Falcon fans are beside themselves. The Northwestern fans, they're pretty silent right now. Wow.
What a drive.
36 seconds left. It was after Northwestern basically had the game won. They had a first down at the 23-yard line. They fumbled. BG drives with Josh Harris. Another brilliant performance today. They lead at 43-42. But, folks, 36 seconds are left in this game. Don't think for a moment it's over yet. Oh, boy.
Well, now you don't want to give a kid a chance for a big return, so expect some sort of squibby. But you can't squibby it short because you put the ball at midfield, and Kustak's going to throw it in the end zone four times. So this, maybe one of those high bloopy kicks that Swisham's been doing pretty decent down through the end of the season here.
43-42 BG. Wow, this has been a great game. Swisham on the kick. It's a high short kick, and it's going to hit, and the man is going to be hit, and they're going to call that halo deal on Carl Rose. He took it at the 34-yard line to the up man.
Well, I didn't even see the fair catch, but that's going to be a bad, bad penalty if it's a personal foul, because that'll move it out to midfield.
Well, I call it the halo. Let's hope the officials are talking about it now. 35 seconds left in the game. It's against BG, not a personal foul, I don't believe.
Well,
was it? Let's see.
5-yard hail. Yeah. He did signal fair catch. And you know what? I'll bet you Carl Rose never saw it, because he drilled him and got up and was the happiest guy in the whole stadium. And if he'd have seen the arm go up, he wouldn't have been that happy. Well, so anyway, the ball's on the 39.
Yeah. First down and 10 for them. For Northwestern, trailing by a point.
And you know what? They frittered away their timeouts. They have none left.
Kustak in the shotgun, rolls to the right, looks to throw, being pursued, looks to throw, being pursued, fires upfield, it's batted down at the 44. Probably would not have been caught anyhow, but Carl Rose at the 44 just swatted that thing. Tomahawk chopped it out of bounds. 29 seconds left in the game.
And who was putting the pressure on Kustak?
Oh, probably Chris Hainline.
Chris Hainline. Now, I'll tell you, Josh Harris has had a whale of a game. A lot of offensive guys have had a whale of a game. And you look up there and they say, wait a minute, you gave him 42 points, but Hainline has kept him in the game defensively.
Shotgun. Rolling to the right. Kustak looks to throw, looks and looks and looks. Still holds on to it. Now throws long up the field. It's going to be intercepted. It's a 22-yard line. Bowling Green State University on the interception. They're going to win this game. Whoever picked it off is being mobbed by his teammates.
It's not Rose. He's standing up.
Let's see who got it. BG's going to win this thing.
It's Chad Long.
Chad Long on the interception. His second of the day. Fourth of the season. 19 seconds to go. The BG fans on their feet, celebrating this victory. The Falcon players celebrating an incredible come-from-behind win. Although there are 19 seconds left.
You know what, though? Smartest play of the day, Chad Long just took a knee.
Yeah.
Why? Because he didn't want to fumble the ball on a return. We don't need yards. We just need the possession of the ball. Now, no timeouts. One knee, and this game is over.
That's all he has to do. Josh Harris will take the snap for Mr. Mazur. He takes the snap. He goes down on one knee. BG will go to 7-3 with an incredible 43-42 come-from-behind victory. The Boo Birds are out at Ryan Field in Evanston, Illinois, as the Falcons celebrate. Somebody had that Gatorade can. I don't know who they were trying to get with it, but Bowling Green State University on a great drive late in this game. would come on to win this game. Greg Brandon, the offensive coordinator, has come in. Let's get him in here and let's talk to him. VG wins at 43-42. Coach, there was never a doubt.
Oh, man. I got to catch my breath, guys.
Okay. So do we. Coach, it seemed every time we took a look at that scoreboard, VG's down by 14, but we said these kids are going to keep coming back. They're going to keep coming. They kept coming back.
Yeah, I mean, it was an unbelievable effort, superhuman effort. I mean, we had guys just playing their living guts out. Robert Redd, Josh Harrison, offensive line, Batista, Gerling, Cole Maggie. The list just goes on and on. You know, the defense came up big when they had to. I mean, they struggled at times, but, geez, that's a great offense. Zach Kustak, they do a great job. And, you know, we just made the plays in the end. When we had to make the plays.
We saw Josh Harris maybe grow up a bit today. He just kept getting better, made great decisions. And
Josh,
what a game
Josh
he
Harris
played.
Josh Harris is a Division I quarterback. He can be as good as he wants to be. So the future looks bright.
Let me ask you, Coach, when was the decision made to go for the two? I suspect you probably knew it all along during that last drive.
Yeah, there's no way. Great call by Urban. It's a two-point play, and we'd worked on that for a couple weeks. And, you know, it just opened up great. That was really a run-pass option for Cole. And we told him that if there was a guy there to flip the ball to the tight end, but there was nobody there, so he just took it in, man. Great job.
Coach, talk, if you would, about the attitude at the half. Again, it was a situation where Northwestern, with their great offense and their outstanding quarterback, but again, we got the feeling up here that the guys knew they could come back in this thing. What was it like at the half?
Well, we knew at halftime that most of our stuff was good. We could run and throw. We just needed to continue to mix it up and exploit the stuff that we had. So there really wasn't any panic. It was just a matter of executing. You know, the stuff that we struggled with today was our fault. I mean, the penalties and shooting ourselves in the foot a couple situations there. And, you know, we probably could have won by two touchdowns if we'd have executed. Yeah. So, you know, that's college football.
Well, how about this college football team from BG? Big 12 team, Big 8 team, Big 10 team. Nothing to it, huh?
Well, I just wish we'd have got the teams in the MAC East.
Yeah.
But, hey, you know, we got the Rockets next week, and guys will be juiced for that.
Okay, Coach, thanks for stopping
all
over.
Right, guys,
go down there and celebrate.
All
Thank
right.
you. Greg Brandon, the offensive coordinator and assistant head coach, Bowling Green State University, with one of the truly outstanding wins.
Hope you enjoyed listening to this edition of the Ziggy Cast and that big win over Northwestern back in 2001. Hope you'll join us for another edition of the Ziggy Cast. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, I Ziggy Zumba.
Thanks for listening to the BGSU Ziggy Cast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review however you listen. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation.